Rebecca Boone weaves a new Eden. When Rebecca undertook to learn the loom, the yarn beam, breast beam, heddles, shed, and weave, she must have seen her future in bleached linen and fine wool broadcloth, dreamed a dance of treadles from double cabin to clabbered frame house. She could not see her lifelong homeless shuttle, though she was married to a restless shuttle of a man, shadowed by Kentucky's looming. Daniel Boone could tolerate a house, but felt at home beneath a canopied weave of hardwood branches, far from the stiff-soled tread of civilized paths and beds made up with linen. When Rebecca undertook to work the linen that made her firstborn's winding sheet, the shuttle flew as quick as any day. The treadles danced with ordinary grace under the loom. The fated thread did not break in the weave, and James, fetching buttermilk from the spring house, did not cry out, "This cloth will house my bones, my torn flesh will stain this linen." She could not see his fiber in the weave, his life unwound by each throw of the shuttle, embodied in the fabric on that loom, Kentucky. Daniel's feet driving the treadles. When Rebecca undertook to match Boone's tread, she left the quiet of the Quaker meeting house for the silence of the backwoods, her loom only a plan Daniel carried. Her linen became nettle. The wool on her shuttle came from the buffalo. So she would weave a frontier Lindsay Woolsey, the makeshift weave of the half-faced camp and stockade. Treadles, beater, reed, bobbin. The figure her shuttle found was plain as a cabin, guarded as a blockhouse. Rebecca, warm as wool, strong as linen, tried her fabric on a settler's loom. Rebecca undertook to weave. She undertook to house and clothe her children, dance the treadles in figured linen. She undertook to throw her shuttle, Kentucky, as the loom.